This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Kenyan President William Ruto on Tuesday said regional leaders want a sustained ceasefire in Sudan. Victoria Amunga from VOA's African News Center in Nairobi.
Efforts by the international communities to broker a truce in the country have failed to hold as both parties repeatedly violated three ceasefire agreements. But leaders in East Africa say they will bar military rule in the region.
We are determined to stop our continent from the slide into military rule.
Kenyan President William Ruto said Sudan had already made progress towards governance and that they will not allow what he terms as a small disagreement to destroy those gains and that the soldiers will be held accountable. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Russia's TASS news agency is reporting that an oil refinery in southern Russia caught fire after it was attacked by a drone Thursday. TASS said firefighters extinguished the blaze just over 2 hours later. The incident is the latest in a series of fires involving vital Russian targets. A fuel depot caught fire Wednesday near a bridge linking Russia's mainland with the occupied Crimea Peninsula, while an oil depot in Sevastopol caught fire on April 29th. Moscow has blamed the fires on recent Ukrainian drone strikes that have targeted infrastructure and military targets. The incidents could be part of a series of attacks carried out by Ukrainian forces ahead of an expected counteroffensive, although Kyiv has not taken responsibility for them. Authorities in Belgrade say a 13-year-old student arrested for the shooting deaths of 8 students and a school security guard Wednesday had been plotting the attack for a month and drawing up a kill list. The incident rocked the Balkan nation, with the president calling it one of the most difficult days in